This is Central Time. I'm Rob Ferret. A talk in Wausau tonight is taking on the issue of extremism and radicalization in young people. And the pair leading it are unlikely friends. Pardeep Kalika's father was killed in the 2012 Sikh temple shootings in Oak Creek, and Arno Michaelis is a former white supremacist. The two have teamed up to found the group Serve to Unite, which works to stop young people from falling prey to extremist ideologies. They're the co-authors of the book, The Gift of Our Words, a Sikh and a former white supremacist find forgiveness after hate. They both join us now from our studio in Wausau. Pardeep, welcome to Central Time.
Hey, good afternoon, Rob.
And Arno, thanks for being with us.
My pleasure, Rob. Thank you.
Well, we could talk for hours about each of your stories, but I just want to touch on them a little bit before we get into what you're working on now. Arno, can you give us a story of going from this place of white supremacy to leaving it, to finding a different spirit in your life?
Well, the quick glimpse of it is just that when you are under the influence of a violent extremist narrative, it destroys your life. It destroys your ability to love, to connect with the world around you. And I look back on that 7 years I spent in that world as the darkest time of my 48 years. And today, every day, I'm very grateful that I'm no longer that person and very grateful to the brave people who helped lead me here.
Yeah, talk about that, Arno. Who was it that inspired you to break out of that story?
It was primarily people that I claimed to hate who refused to capitulate to my hostility by reflecting it and instead demonstrated for me how human beings should treat each other. People like a Jewish boss, a lesbian supervisor, black and Latino coworkers, all defied the aggression that I radiated into the world and instead showed me compassion and kindness. And that was a huge factor in my turnaround. It indicated in a very powerful way how wrong I was to think the way that I did. And it helped to change my heart and mind.
And Pardeep, you lost your father in one of the most horrific events in recent Wisconsin history, the 2012 temple shooting in Oak Creek. What led you to not just live through that, but to say, what can I do to change things?
Well, just as Arno spoke about defying, we wanted to defy what happened to us and really just get out into the community and transform that crime or transform that tragedy into one of inspiration and triumph. And we knew that we had a responsibility not only to ourselves as a community to heal, but we had a responsibility to the broader community as they showed up on that day and continue to show up, now 7.5, 8 years later. And we're still struggling with some of the difficulties of what inspired that shooter that day. We're just grateful that we can partner up with the Wisconsin Institute for Public Policy and Service and really hammer home this message of love and healing.
And Pardeep, you and Arno, both from Milwaukee, very different paths in life. What brought the two of you in particular together?
The spirit. I mean, I don't want to sound a cliche there was a spirit of healing. And both of us at that time were trying to address wounds that we both felt from the past and from that day and really just understanding our own responsibility and carrying that forward and really trying to heal both ourselves and this community led us to that spirit that brought both of us together. And, we didn't know at the time that we were going to come to Wausau and be able to talk at the high school, which we all invite you to come tonight, 7 p.m., Wausau East High School. But I don't think that we could have told you that this was going to happen. But we were both just working with that same spirit of healing.
And Arno, you guys work in particular with younger people and students as at this high school today. Why were they the group that you wanted really to reach out to?
Really, because Pardeep and I need teachers. And these young people are just such amazing examples of what's best about humanity and about the concept of hope and of progress and of working towards a world where all people are valued and included. And that's really what drew us to work with young people. They're the ones shaping this future. And despite all the challenges in our society nowadays, despite all the political polarization, working with young people really helps us feel good about the future, and we're excited to be at the high school this evening.
And Pardeep, as I understand it, the work the two of you do isn't just the two of you lecturing to young people. You bring kids on to work on things through the, I think it's called the Serve to Unite program. Can you tell us how that works?
Sure. The Serve to Unite program was formed as a response to what happened on August 5th, 2012, but then it quickly morphed into a program addressing positive identity development within schools, and that quickly morphed into addressing positive identity development within communities. And so we worked in schools for the major part of the last seven years, but as of the last 2 or 3 years, we have been really partnering with small communities, law enforcement, federal law enforcement, faith groups, just to address sort of the communal trauma that exists and persists in our society, and really understanding what we all can do to become a more connected society.
Talking to Pardeep Kalika and Arno Michaelis, co-founders of the group Serve to Unite. Their book is titled The Gift of Our Words, A Sikh and a Former White Supremacist Find Forgiveness After Hate. They're talking to us from our Wausau studio, and then they're going to talk tonight at 7 at the Wausau East High School Auditorium. We see in the news just over the weekend graffiti, anti-Semitic graffiti found on a Racine synagogue, other vandalism incidents like that around the country, from events like this to shootings. Arno, does it get hard to keep up hope when you keep seeing more and more examples of the kind of things you're working against?
It's certainly discouraging. And for me, considering my past, I take racist, anti-Semitic, any hate-driven targeted violence personally. I feel like it's a failure of mine when these things happen. And it really ratchets up the urgency that I feel to work towards a society where that's going to be less likely to happen. I'm not under any illusion that, you know, all conflict and all hate and all strife is ever going to end, but it's really about the process of peace and understanding how important that is, and really getting to the point where you love that process. And if we can get people in society to love the process of their life, for good, bad, or ugly, as the Sikh principle of Charikala is really all about. I think that's a very powerful antidote and inoculation against the kind of hate and really suffering and hurting that leads people to lash out in hateful ways.
Pardeep, one of the most inspiring things I saw after the tragedy of the Sikh temple shooting in Oak Creek, I think a lot of people would have understood if the community there had said, an outsider came and attacked us, we're going to wall ourselves off in some way. But what actually happened was the community there started inviting people in for meals and events. How do we react to events in a way that tries to include and reach out to other people instead of putting up barriers?
You know, the spiritual challenge that we face with 7 billion growing in a growing population worldwide is a spiritual challenge. And we can all understand when we sort of close off and we can, self-silo ourselves. But the spiritual challenge is really, you know, can we be courageous and really embrace one another? You know, it's easy to embrace somebody that looks like you, walks like you, dresses like you, believes like you. But it's a spiritual challenge to embrace the person that does not. And so that's what our society is facing right now. We face a very spiritual challenge. And if we can if we can embrace the future that our children are going to navigate, I think we're up to the challenge.
Arno, you came into and then out of a white supremacist hate ideology. When you look back, do you think there's a point in your life where if you'd heard the right thing or met the right people, it would have kept you from going down that path in the first place?
Yeah, absolutely. The timing of my evolution and my path just happened to shake down so that these acts of bravery that people who, as Pardeep described, who had the spiritual strength to see themselves in someone who was absolutely not like them really changed the course of my life. And it certainly could have changed the course of my life had it happened earlier. And as my life was changed by that sort of spiritual power, I think that's why it's all the more important for me especially to try to set that example for other people.
And Pardeep, in one way, you're reaching out to try to help people, to send a message to people one person at a time. But you mentioned earlier the idea of communities developing, I guess you could call it a kind of resilience to help avoid falling into hateful ideologies. What can communities do working together?
You know, me and Arnold have traveled East Coast to West Coast, and we have been to mass shooting after mass shooting, interpersonal violence to inner city violence. And we want to usher in a spirit of healing survivorship, meaning that we can be stronger than we were before because we don't take life for granted. And I will say that personally, before the shooting happened, I took life for granted and I took my responsibilities for granted. I think we do that too often. You know, our book is called The Gift of Our Wounds. And words is great too, but wounds, meaning that, you know, we 500 years of wounds, the last 50 years of wounds. What do we do, and how do we grow from the wounds that we've suffered? Not, you know, maybe a mass shooting doesn't happen to somebody, but maybe they're suffering through their own personal wounds that they feel like they can't get over, or they can't get through. And what we want to instill in them is just a sense of hope.
Arno, when you work with young people one-on-one, do they inspire you, as Pardeep was talking about earlier? Do you feel hope working with young people today?
Oh, absolutely. My resilience is largely drawn from the leadership that our young people in not just the United States but throughout the world exhibit. I'm very fortunate to do a ton of traveling. I'll be on the road 8 months this year. I just got back from India, where I was working with UNESCO Mahatma Gandhi Institute for Education of Peace, and I was running workshops with a group of 60 young people from 27 different countries, all of whom were already engaged in really unbelievable peace-building activities, and they had all gathered in New Delhi to work with me to expand their capacity and become even better at the peace-building work that they do. So things like that really inspire me and help me keep going in spite of any discouraging things that may happen.
And Pardeep, in our last minute, if someone sees something in their community, they see the graffiti or hateful messages at the football game or whatever it might be, how would you encourage them to respond?
No. They're allowed to be angry because it shouldn't make us angry. It's a natural emotion. But they shouldn't be so angry that they become dysfunctional. We have a saying in Sikhi, it's called Chardi Kalab, which means relentless optimism. And we have to be relentlessly optimistic that the moral arc of this universe bends to the good, and it will.
Pardeep, thanks so much for joining us today.
Thank you.
And Arno, thanks for coming to our Wausau studio.
Thank you, Rob.
Been talking to Pardeep Kalika and Arno Michaelis. They're the co-authors of the book, The Gift of Our Wounds. I'm sorry, I said words earlier. A Sikh and former white supremacist find forgiveness after hate. They're the co-founders of the group Serve to Unite, which works to stop young people from falling prey to extremist ideologies. You can see them in Wausau tonight. They'll share their story at the Wausau East High School Auditorium at 7 o'clock. More details about that event online at wpr.org/centraltime.